All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, where we are joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious, Joe.
You know, you got to put mayonnaise on everything, man. A little mustard, but a lot of mayonnaise, and I'll pass on the ketchup. We say good morning to Baldy. Brian Baldinger, good morning, sir. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Joe. Good to hear your voice, man. Good to be with you, buddy.
Thank you. By the way, did you kind of warn me a little bit in your own way about the Buffalo-Miami game? Were you trying to explain some things? I wasn't really listening. What'd you think? I was shocked to see it so lopsided.
Well, you know, I mean, Buffalo, I mean, the names have changed quite a bit on defense, but the style and how they play remains the same. And they just, they sit on top of you. They don't let you get behind.
Yep.
Their defense. I mean, it's just, you know, they just have this system where everything stays in front of them. And you've got to be patient with it. You're not going to get behind them. And so, you know, they gave up some runs to Achane, but other than that, you know, they didn't give any explosive plays all day. And then, you know, the Dolphins may never have an answer for Josh Allen. No matter how many years go by, Joe, it might be a decade from now, he still could be carving up the Dolphins with his ability just because of his ability. It's just, you know, he's just and they have a really, really big and talented offensive line.
It is good.
And I said this, I did say James Cook coming back to Miami. Like, these kids, like, he's right out of Miami Central, and they come back to Miami to play, and their friends and their homeboys and their family are all in the stands, and they want to put on a show, and that's exactly what he did.
Boy, did he. Boy, you're not kidding there. All right, so you've heard all the news. We seem to be in lead story in the sports news here recently a lot. Tua is going to be out at least 4 weeks, if not more. The offensive line. I want to get back to offensive line. We got a lot of people really down on the offensive line. It's not very good. It's holding us back. What do you think of the offensive line as we get set with Skylar Thompson?
Well, I have all the respect in the world, and I'm good friends with Teron Armstead. But, you know, I mean, this has been a continuous issue with him in and out of the lineup. And there's a big drop-off, you know, when he goes out, number one. And then I didn't think, look, I mean, Aaron Brewer is the center. It's fine. But there's a reason why he's not in Tennessee anymore. They wanted to upgrade that position. And Aaron's he's a try-hard guy, and he's probably pretty smart in there. But he's just, you know, when your center is not a strength, your offensive line is not going to be a strength. And, look, I mean, that's Von Miller out there. That's Gregory Rousseau. Those are two elite pass rushers. That's a tough day for anybody out there. And Austin struggled a little bit against some of those guys.
Yeah, I was going to say Von Miller put a school on. I saw some. I think he used every move that he's had since he came in the league. We got to see a little bit of everything. So, as you look at this, Skylar Thompson now taking over, he didn't play at all last year. The year before, played a couple of games, including a playoff game against Buffalo. How do you go about attacking Seattle and that matchup? I'm just curious if you have any thoughts. I mean, they still got a lot of talented guys on this Dolphins team. How do you move forward?
Well, I mean, you know, presumably Skylar has taken reps. He's been coached just the same as Tua. The offense, may change a little bit just because Tua was so adept at just getting rid of the ball quickly and making quick decisions. I don't know if Skyler can operate the same way. I mean, we haven't seen enough. I haven't seen enough to really know.
Right.
I mean,
me neither.
Kansas State didn't throw the ball, Joe. I mean, they were a run team, Big 12 offense. I mean, it was just it's a little bit different. But, you know, you've got to adjust here. And I don't know what that adjustment is. But the idea that, you know, Tyreek is just going to come across the formation, you know, and run this route down the sideline, that's the first look. And if it's not there, you know, I'm going to go to Waddle. I'm going to go to, you know, pick a guy. I don't know that he can go through progressions like that. I mean, you're going to see – I mean, I know people are, like, all over the place on Tua. But that guy, his footwork and his release and his ability to go through progressions – is about as good as it gets.
Yeah,
you might argue his size or arm strength and something, you know, compare to some other elite players, but I mean, he was very good at what he did, and he was very accurate. That's a lot to ask of Skyler right here. It's a lot to ask of any backup at this point.
Yeah.
But, you know, Mike McDaniel, he gets that tag of being some kind of a genius or whatever. I mean, he's got to adjust, and the offense has to adjust, and I don't know that I can tell you, Joe, what that's going to be, but I think we're all going to be able to see something because I don't think they can operate in the same way.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm with you. I just wanted to hear you say it. So, quarterback, everything goes back to a quarterback. Everything we'd be talking about, Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield, Geno Smith, Derek Carr, and Justin Fields all 2-0 as starters to start the season. How about that story in the quarterback world?
Well, Baker's been fantastic. Just fantastic. They fixed the offensive line. They drafted a real center, and the kid's got a chance to be a perennial Pro Bowler, and Graham Barton. I thought, honestly, the Dolphins, that's what they should have done. But, you know, Tampa got him, and they're much better. And then I said in preseason after visiting with Todd Bowles and that team, I thought that they would be a very, very good team because they got such a good blend of young players. They've got three rookies that are playing on the offense, Bucky Irvin, Graham Barton, as Jalen McMillan's really good. They went up to Detroit, and look, their defense, I mean, they held that Lions team to 16 points. I mean, Jared Goff had 18 incompletions in the game. I haven't seen a secondary play that good all year. They defended every pass. I don't care who it was going to, Jameson Williams, Amon-Ra, St. Brown, whatever. Like, they were all over them. And they've got big corners. They're all 6'2". They all can run. They all can hit. I mean, it's a really good team right now. And for Sam Darnold, I mean, God bless him. He's going to be the Baker Mayfield this year. That's a good defense he saw against San Francisco. He's got stability in an organization. He's got a great play caller. He's got a talented team around him. People can question Brian Flores about some things. That guy could coach defense.
Boy, can he.
And so he's doing that in Minnesota right now.
Hey, so I got to ask you the other quarterbacks. Bryce Young gets benched after playing all last year in the first two games, and I know everybody's all over the board about his confidence, his shot, and now he'll never be, he's done. And we have seen guys rehabilitate themselves, and we just talked about some of the guys. What's your take on Bryce Young now to the bench in Carolina?
That's the quickest hook I've ever seen, Joe. It's just the quickest hook. Now, the Saints, you know, they put up 41 points or 47 points on him. I mean, the game was over, you know, in the first or second quarter, but we've seen the Saints are a pretty good team. So they're not very good at any spot around Bryce Young. And so he's the fall guy right now. It's a new regime. They didn't draft him. It's a new coach. It's a new general manager. They didn't draft Bryce Young. So, I mean, it's just a quick hook. I mean, it's a shame because I saw Troy Aikman go 1-15. You saw it, Joe. We've seen a ton of quarterbacks struggle in their rookie year and figure it out. And I don't know if Bryce can or not, but you're not going to figure it out sitting on the bench. And so I don't agree with the decision. We know exactly what the backup is and what he's going to do, but I don't know. Like, I think you got to just, you know, take your lumps and play the guy.
So you think Jaden Daniels, you know, it's funny, Jaden Daniels, Bo Nix, and Caleb Williams, nobody's thrown a touchdown pass yet through the first two games. Bo Nix is the one. He had a good – listen, this is the problem with preseason. Everything's generic. You're playing against the other twos and threes. And now you get in, they got a game plan. You're playing against the best players in the game. And so things change. What are your thoughts on what you've seen from Caleb, Bo Nix, and Jaden Daniels so far?
Well, Jaden's played really well. I mean, they had seven red zone possessions. They couldn't score in any of them last week. But, you know, the Giants did some good things. I mean, they scored on every possession last week, Joe. They just had to kick field goals. But he is one elite athlete, and he's got a rocket for an arm, and I think he's going to figure it out. Caleb played pretty well at times. I don't understand their offense, to be honest with you. Third and three, they love to go, like, 60 yards down the field on third and three. Like, some of the things don't make any sense. And they couldn't run the ball at all last week against Houston. So, but I didn't think Caleb played terrible. And then Bo is just, I mean, he can't get the ball to a wide receiver right now. And he's not accurate, and he looks hurried, and they can't run the ball at all. So, I mean, it's, you know, it's typical tough sledding for some of these rookies. But they're trying. I mean, you can see Sean Payton's trying to get them completions. And,
right.
But, you know, you can only throw so many bubble screens, you know, before, you know, you're not getting any first downs and you're off the field. So he's got to get the ball to his receivers right now. And it's not a very talented group that he's throwing to at this point.
Brian Baldinger here with us on QAM. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season.
Hey, Baldy, I got to ask you about Seattle for just a second. They're off to a 2-0 start. A nice overtime win against the Patriots on the road. What do you think?
I think Mike McDonald's doing a good job. It's not like they've seen, you know, they saw the Patriots and they saw the Broncos. They haven't seen great, you know, anybody great yet. But you can tell that the defense that McDonald has put in is starting to come on. Like this Byron Murphy, the rookie, is a good player. Big Cat Williams is playing great. Boye Mafe can rush. They've got elite corners in Tyquan Woolen and Devin Witherspoon, elite corners. And then offensively, look, they played without Kenneth Walker, who's a great back. Last week, and they were still able to get the ball. I mean, Geno Smith right now getting it to DK Metcalf and Jackson Smith and Jigba. They have a good team. They're going to be very competitive this year, and that is a tough place to go play. So you know, it's going to be tough sledding for the Dolphins. They got to handle that atmosphere first, but they're quality. They got a lot of quality players. And a lot of team speed on that group.
Hey, I leave you with this because we've been talking a lot about it. The numbers, when you just look at the stats for fantasy football people and the quarterbacks' numbers, and is this more about the quarterbacks right now? Is it about offensive lines just aren't good? Does this all go back to camps aren't the same as they used to be? How do you read into the numbers that haven't been great, especially in the passing game?
Well, you know what, Joe? People are talking about that, but you really have to look at the trend. It's been going on since 2018. Passing yards have steadily gone down. Touchdowns have steadily gone down. It's all down right now. And a lot of it is poor offensive line play. A lot of it is these teams are living in shotgun and spread formations. Watch the teams that are running the football right now. I mean, like what Green Bay did last week, what New Orleans did last week to Dallas. I mean, the good teams right now are just pounding the football. And, you know, these teams went small. They went pass rushers, fast linebackers. And now the good teams have decided, like, the best way to possess the ball, protect the quarterback, is to run it. The good teams are running it and running it really well right now.
Yes, they are. Good point. Yeah, the numbers. Man, you're right. Some teams are loading it up. Hey, Baldy, it's great having you, man. Really appreciate you taking some time and talking about a crazy – I don't know how the hell you remember all those names from coast to coast, man. You must be working it hard there, brother. Baldy's breakdown.
I have an odd life, Joe. That's all I can say. Enjoy that little puddle jumper out to Seattle there, Joe.
Yeah, right. Thanks, man. I appreciate that, Baldy. Right, you buddy. Take care. Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider.
And Brian Baldinger, the host of the Best Football Show podcast, our insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious.
All right, let's go to break here. We've got a lot more. And we're going to have Adam Beasley join us.
Yes.
Talk some more about the Miami Dolphins here coming
and
up.
And next segment, we got a signed jersey to give away.
We got a jersey.
We do.
And we'll tell everybody how they can get it when we come back.
We're going to do it next.
Okay, next. All right, sounds good.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
All right, time for your stock market report, sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount, KendallDodgeChryslerJeepRam.com. Market opens in 5 minutes. The NASDAQ futures up 50 points, Dow futures up 50, and the S&P up 9. Best luck to all players there. Joe, a giveaway.
I'm pumped up. We've had this. I almost forgot about it, so let's...
Since I've been working with it, I don't think I've ever seen you come up with the giveaway question. Like, you're actually excited about this one. I know you like Frank Gore a lot.
Well, I mean, the local guys, you follow them since they're in high school, then, you know, they go on and Frank's overcome a lot of stuff, man. Frank Gore, you know, and being able to do things. So you ready for the question?
Well, yes, and I want to tell you that the lines are blocked right now. All of our phone lines are blocked. We'll open them up when you finish the question because I want to give people a fair shot here. And we always answer the phone and they're like, what's the question?
This thing's signed.
It's a signed jersey.
Okay, wow.
And by the way, if you don't win the signed jersey, we got the Coral Springs Trading Card Show coming up September 28th and 29th. I'm very excited for this, as you very well know here. Frank Gore will be signing Saturday, September 28th, noon to 2. And, of course, your guy Mark Super Duper on Sunday, same time there. But we got that Frank Gore jersey. Go ahead. You got the question. Go ahead.
All right. So here we go. What team drafted Frank Gore? And what round did he go in?
Good question.
All right.
What team and what round? I like that.
Team and round. Coming out. What a story.
First one to answer the question.
First one.
Right? All right.
First one, open them up. Let's see. I'm just kind of waiting here to see.
We're going to open them up in a second. And then if you don't win this one again, we'll have the Coral Springs Trading Card Show at the Coral Ridge Mall, SinbadSports.com.
Okay.
Get your auto tickets there.
Mark.
Let's open it up, man.
Super duper. All right, here we go. So, man, it's going to be a busy one. So, good luck. Oh, boy, look at him light up. Oh, my gosh, man. I don't blame him. I like that stuff, too. I like that stuff, too. Hopefully, we'll be able to have Frank on here soon as well, and we'll get into some of the stuff with him. So, get into what a great career that he and Frank and Dupe both had. And talked all that stuff. Hey, we got a lot of other stuff to get to here while we're trying to figure. I got caught up trying to figure out who's going to win here. And because you don't have to. I'm guessing you can look it up in seconds, right? Your kids can look it up before you, like, as soon as the question, the kids have it, right? Within, like, 5 seconds can look it up and know. We want to thank Baldy for coming on here, and we are going to have Adam Beasley coming up here in a few minutes from Pro Football Network, and we'll talk to him. Try to figure out, man, what it's going to look like. What it's going to look like on Sunday as the Dolphins back to work, offensive and defensive days. We'll take off Friday and get set for a Sunday game, and then we'll be right back home Monday morning and early in the morning, and hopefully with a 2-1 record against a really good Seattle team. They're 2-0. And, you know, Denver and, well, they beat Denver and New England so far. So they got great receivers too. Boy, I'll tell you what, that group of three receivers they have, that's in Jigba, Metcalf, and Lockett. That's pretty good. It's a pretty good trio of receiver for the Dolphin defense. All right, so what'd you get, Woody?
We got a winner, man. It took three tries, though.
It did?
In honor of the third round, yeah.
I'm shocked.
There you go.
Because Canes fans, one thing about Canes fans, they know where
they're... That's a tough question, though. Right off the top, like top of the head, round? The team was like okay, but then...
I didn't ask what pick was... in the third round. I just...
The guy, by the way, who called in had the pick, like the number pick.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
He went the whole thing?
He gave me the whole thing. He was like with the 66 pick or whatever he said, the 49ers select.
Oh, you got the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, he gave me the whole thing.
He was
good to go.
He got in the entertainment business, too, as a winner. I would think that most Canes fans that are hardcore, and I got a bunch of hardcore ones in my family. I do. I got a son, a son-in-law, and brother-in-laws that are huge Canes fans, and there's nothing... One of them, when we start drinking beer, he does trivia on teams that I don't know. He does on my teams that I don't know. He knows stuff. But I would think most fans know, like if you said a guy's name, they would know what round they were drafted in. I think they would have a pretty good idea what round and what team they go to. I think you'd have a pretty good one, especially on some of the great teams and going way back when Frank played, and those they had some great teams, and Frank had a bunch of damn good running backs in front of him. I remember when he was a true freshman, he'd come in the fourth quarter and run for like 70 yards and a 10-point average, 10-yard average per carry. He was just killing it. And everybody's going, man, he's going to be real good. Has a couple of knee surgeries and then goes to the pros and becomes – durable and puts together one hell of a career, and a lot of it with San Francisco before moving on, including the Miami Dolphins, where he played really well for Adam Gase, if I'm not mistaken. He's an Adam Gase guy.
Hey, now that we got the wheels turning here for you, can we? We're going to do this again on Friday. Is that all right?
We got another one?
Yeah, we do.
What do you have Friday?
Same thing. Another Frank Gore jersey.
Another one?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
No, Sinbad loaded us up, man. We're
well, Sinbad, thank you.
Yeah.
And by the way, that's good stuff. That's good stuff.
By the way, the lines were like exploding with that thing.
A signed jersey, of course. We don't give away signed jerseys around here very often.
Those look nice on the wall, by the way.
Thanks.
Those look very nice on the wall. I assume you have a nice wall of fame in your office, right?
I do, but I got to tell you, I have limitations. And I can't speak for other guys, but my wife says everything has to stay in the one room. Nothing else sports-wise is allowed in any part of the house.
Why don't we auction it off then, since you're not allowed to display it?
I have too much stuff. If she would allow me...
Anything good?
Yeah. If she would allow me, I got stuff I can't keep.
Hmm.
It's just sitting there. It's
well, let me look through it first, and then we'll see what's what.
But you don't have any room either. You're in the same boat.
No, but I'll still take it.
What are you going to do with it?
Find space. I don't know.
Yeah, I've had stuff just sitting there.
Yeah. You have any of your jerseys?
No.
You don't have any game-used jerseys?
Mm-mm.
Did they let you guys keep them back then, or was that not a thing?
Yeah, but...
You trade jerseys
with anyone? I was going through a divorce and stuff, and just splitting,
So she has a bunch of them?
No, I don't know what she did. I don't know. I'm not, this was 100 years ago.
They burned?
I don't know. I do know one morning I came home, I was out all night, and I woke up at 10 or 11 in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and I heard this sound. I was sleeping in a different bedroom at that time. And I could just hear, and I heard these people in our front yard, and I went out, and I realized a lot of my stuff had been thrown on the front yard, including And it was like, people were grabbing stuff. I was like, hey, I'm hurting right now, but please leave my stuff alone. I don't, you know, that happens. When you're married to me, that kind of stuff happens. So I don't know.
That's tough, man. Why don't you bring some of your stuff out to the card show? We'll get you a table. You can set that thing.
Oh, God.
Someone texted in. They asked if they could get the info on the card show one more time. It's September 28th and 29th, so it's coming up here. The Canes have a Friday night game that week, by the way.
Okay.
So it leaves my weekend very open there. Is that the Dolphins' bye week, if I'm not mistaken?
I don't know.
You should know.
My schedule.
Coral Ridge Mall in Fort Lauderdale, the 28th and 29th. SinbadSports.com for more info.
Isn't the bye weeks in October?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I got to tell you, man, I had a big card talk yesterday with Doug Plagans. He may be a bigger card nerd than I am.
I was surprised to find out Doug's in it. I'm not surprised, by the way. I shouldn't be surprised.
Big into it.
I know a lot of guys that are into it. By the way, not only cards, but jerseys and, you know, shoes and all that stuff.
So the key, like, if you're going to get Frank or, you know, Mark to sign something, you got to find something cool for them to sign, right?
We'll have Dupe come. You want Dupe to come in? We'll get Dupe in here.
You want him to come in?
Yeah, get him in here.
I'm into that.
Bo, drive him down.
Can he bring some of that honey?
I don't know if he's got the honey set up yet. I don't think the honey company's set up. I think I jumped the gun a little bit.
Okay.
On this,
did you talk about? I know you guys had him on, right?
I did.
The Out to Pasture podcast.
I did. And he's the one that said, by the way, I got a honey coming soon. I got in the honey business, and he enjoys it.
Hey, so I know Bo is going to come in tomorrow, right? And I know we got to get to Adam Beasley, but do you want to plug the website?
OutToPasturePodcast.com.
Yes. Bo's going to be so happy with you.
OutToPasturePodcast.com.
I put you on the spot there.
You did.
You nailed it.
I don't know why everybody thinks it's so funny. He tries to ambush me, too.
He'll
act like he's going to do everything, and he stops and looks at me. All right, listen.
Can we get maybe tomorrow, you know, if he comes in, we can get an update on how things are going in his hometown as well. Always love those updates.
You're a real tough guy before he
Mike has been out of town, though. I got to find a replacement for Mike.
Let's just take a day off.
Is Mike on vacation?
Yes. Why don't you just take it? Why don't you just leave it alone?
Mr. Hunt go this week?
That's not funny.
All right.
Just leave it alone for one day. Leave it alone, okay? Adam Beasley, Pro Football Network, is coming up next.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil' Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil' Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand and the yummy way to start the school year.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.